Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5. It's KX93.5. You see that great big blue-grey thing out there? That's the ocean, that is. And someone who knows a lot about that, clearly more than me, is Rich Gurman. I'm sorry, Rich, I've been calling you German.
Story of my life.
I'm sure. Does it drive you nuts?
No, I'm used to it.
You're used to it now. I get Freddy all the time. Jason Freddy. Or just Freddy. I've had emails sent to me recently that just say, "Dear Freddy." Yeah. You should feel sorry for me.
I
so you
do.
Got paddleboarding. How long have you been paddleboarding?
So I've been paddleboarding off the coast of Laguna since 2010. I moved into a house in North Laguna right on the beach, and I'd never been on a paddleboard before, and a buddy of mine grabbed me and said, "Let's go try this paddleboarding thing," and I was immediately hooked. So it's been about 6 years, almost seven.
Were you already a waterman? Were you surfing before that?
No, I was always a beach guy. I always lived near the beach, but I was always kind of on the sand observing the ocean from that angle, and that's why I immediately fell in love with paddleboarding, just especially seeing the coast of Laguna from the water. It's just an angle that I'd never really seen before, so I was immediately in love with it.
And did you find, because you've got to get your balance right, it's not as easy as it looks, presumably.
You know, I've never actually been good off my feet. I've always been athletic, but when you put me on, like, I've never been a good skier or snowboarder, so I kind of thought I was not going to be good at it, but I somehow found my balance quickly, and it was never an issue.
So you've got yourself a paddleboard that's got Jimi Hendrix's face on it, I noticed, from the book.
Yeah, so I made a custom paddleboard a few years ago. It has Jimi Hendrix on the top, and then Bob Marley's on the bottom of it.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
So the fish are looking at Bob Marley, and you're looking at Jimi Hendrix.
Exactly.
And you've so we're here to talk about your book, Blue Laguna, which I have a copy of right here in front of my greasy palm. A Paddleboarder's Perspective by Rich Gurman. And you know what? It's really interesting because we don't get to see... You're obviously able to be out there in the ocean and kind of wait for these fish to arrive. These mammals to arrive. So a lot of them are mammals, aren't they?
Yeah.
So that's different from somebody swimming out there and... You know, taking pictures from the surf,
for sure.
So, how'd you get the idea to do this?
It just kind of happened. I started paddling every day, and I would notice that I would see dolphins and whales. Started with dolphins close to the coast, and then one day I saw these huge spouts way out deep, and I had to go check it out, and found myself in the presence of these two massive blue whales that are about 100 feet long. And so I just immediately had this connection with them. And then I started bringing out a camera. I started taking photographs. Then I got a little fancier over time and brought a GoPro out there and would shoot video. And so for me, I love the experience and the connection with the animals. And I also, the artist in me loves to take the photos and edit and video and whatnot and to share them. And that's kind of how the book came to be, because I just started sharing these photos and videos and people seem to love it. Ocean people love them, and then the biggest response I would get is from people that lived, you know, in the middle of the country that never would have this chance to be with these animals. And so for a long time, people were like, "Make a book, make a book, make a book." And honestly, I resisted for a long time because the ocean is really it's my church, it's my sanctuary, and I didn't want to mix anything that might, you know, I didn't want to commingle that with anything that could be business related. But eventually, I decided to start a nonprofit and to use the book as a way to raise awareness and raise money, and the money would go back to protect the ocean. So that was my way to create a win-win for it.
Well, you know, I live by the coast, obviously, but I'm one of these people that doesn't spend much time in the ocean. And so to be able to see these animals at such close quarters, the way you've photographed them, well, some of the things that are really most amazing to me is to be, like, 'cause we all know where Divers Cove is and Seal Rock over there, but to see it from the other side, which we never get to see, the amount of seals and sea lions and animals that you've caught on these photographs is pretty amazing. How is the ocean? You'd say you've got a non-profit to, is this to keep the oceans clean or to what?
The book is really a celebration of the no-take zone that went into place here in Laguna in 2012, and to your point, I don't think there's probably a lot of people even that live here that don't realize the amount of marine life that we have out there. And in 2012, January 1, Laguna really took a stand to protect our coastline. And
yeah.
I'm sure a lot of people know, but maybe not even everybody, that 6 miles of our coast right here are protected, meaning that you can't fish, you can't take. That's why it's called a no-take zone.
Yeah.
And before that, most people that were water people would tell you that the ocean was pretty dead out here. There wasn't a lot of sea life. And then I remember being out there, man, like 6 months after the no-take zone went into effect. And I remember being out on my board, and I looked down, and I saw fish everywhere. And I was like, those fish weren't there before. I'm like, there's no way that 6 months of not allowing fishing would restore the ocean so fast. And the reality is it did. And now we have little fish and bigger fish and big fish and dolphins and whales, multiple different species. And I call it the world's greatest aquarium right here in our backyard.
Yeah.
And it's just amazing.
How does that happen? Is it to do with, I mean, the kelp's back, that's one thing, because we've protected that, so that there's some marine life there. But, you know, if you're not fishing, I mean, were people really fishing a lot out there? Was it really...
I mean, I'm not a scientist. I'm just an ocean guy who loves the dolphins and whales, but I say it's just we just left it alone. I mean, to me, it's just a testament to what happens when we get out of the way and just let nature be. I mean, and it's all just come back and quickly.
Well, it's clearly part of what makes our little town beautiful is, you know, this vast ocean and the wildlife. Anybody that's ever been out on a boat, people go watching whales all year long, don't they?
Yeah.
And we stand on the coast and we go, oh, but a dolphin, there's a dolphin. But you get so close up to them. Have you learned a lot about, you must have learned a lot about what the wildlife is. The book is full of good info, I should say.
Yeah, thanks. We put each chapter of the book is a different species of dolphin or whale. So it starts with bottlenose dolphins and then Pacific white-sided dolphins, which are here right now in the colder months. And then we go into all the different species of whales, sea lions that you're looking at right there. And so each chapter starts with my experience with each species, and then I have a page of facts. So it's pretty educational for people that don't know.
But it's really simple. Like, what do they call those? Like a PowerPoint deck.
Bullet points,
yeah. And the photographs are beautiful and unusual, and the book is a big coffee table size book.
Yep.
But because you've not been doing this all your life, you've taken some photographs that are just unusual.
Well, I think they're unusual because I took them all from my board, and I took them all with a cheap waterproof camera that I'd stick in my pocket. I don't have a fancy, you know, SLR camera and a big zoom lens. It's just me standing on my board, so it's a unique perspective.
Yeah. The photographs are gorgeous. The book is Blue Laguna.
Thank you.
And I'm talking to Rich Gurman, and the book is A Paddleboarder's Perspective of the Ocean. And it reaches me as somebody who I don't make a big deal out of the ocean. I'm not, the non-profits I'm involved in are not. And I think a lot of people are like that. We live here, we don't spend much time in the ocean. It's not of that much interest to us. And then you see something like this and you go, my God, this is unbelievable. And you really get the perspective because you're standing right next to one of these animals. You get the size and the power of them. Are you ever scared?
No. In fact, what really brought this book about was last year I had an encounter with a pod of orcas about 2 miles off the coast here. And the video that I shot of that went really viral all around the world, and a lot of people locally have seen it. I was definitely alert, but I knew, like with the orcas, that an orca had never harmed a human being in the wild.
They hurt them
only
down in
captivity.
SeaWorld.
So,
I've heard that too.
So yeah, they have no. We're not in their food chain. So
where can we? Can people see this? The video still is it? Where can people see that video?
Oh, if you just Google orcas Laguna Beach, my orca video will pop right up.
Rich Gurman is the name of the guy. He's too humble to say his name, but the book is beautiful. Now the reason why you're here is because there's a launch. The book's being launched.
Yeah,
and tell us a bit about that.
So we wanted to do a book release party. And we thought about where in town would be a good place to host it. And a buddy of mine, excuse me, said that the Royal Hawaiian would be the ideal place, a local legendary place that just reopened. And we contacted the powers to be there. And in 2 minutes, they were like, absolutely. So on this coming Saturday, December 3rd, from 2:30 to 5 p.m. at the Royal Hawaiian, we're doing dolphins and whales and lapu-lapus. I'll be showing some videos. I'll be doing a short talk on a little bit expanding on what we're talking about today and how the book came to be and the nonprofit and the no-take zone and all that. We'll be signing books. We got music with James Clay Garrison, who
love
you know
him.
Is going to be rocking the house for a couple hours. So this Saturday, Royal Hawaiian, 2:30 to 5. I'd love you to come in and celebrate our marine life here in Laguna Beach.
I dare say there'll be a few lapu-lapus flowing.
No doubt.
Around the place at that point. And so that's cool. So it's Saturday at the Royal Hawaiian at 2:30 p.m.
Yep.
And this book's beautiful for as a Christmas gift.
Yeah, you can come in, buy a book for yourself as a gift. There's a bunch of stores in town that are already... you know, have the book on shelves. Love for you to come in either one of the stores or to our party on Saturday. I'm happy to sign a book for you.
And where's it at? Is it Laguna Beach Books?
Yeah, Laguna Beach Books, Laguna Drug, Tuvalu, Costa Azul.
Right, it's around the place. Great.
Yeah.
Well, you look for it, you'll see a great big... It's the tail fin of what animal on the front cover?
It's a gray whale mom, and if you look close, there's her little baby just to the right of her.
Oh, yeah, you've got to get in to see that. But yeah, so the book's called Blue Laguna, A Paddleboarder's Perspective by Rich Gurman. You can find it in bookstores now, and it's perfect. You know, we're always looking for stuff that sort of says something about Laguna to give to our friends and relations. You know, Laguna Beach T-shirts and hats and blah, blah, blah. But this is really beautiful, and it's something people can flick through on their coffee table. It's a perfect coffee
table companion, sir.
And good luck with it.
Thank you, Jason. Appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Rich Gurman has been here on KX 93.5.